Outlaw Distillery's Bourbon Barrel Aged Hot Sauce is back on the shelves. Also, head on over to meet the newest distiller in our Outlaw family, Connor Kelly. With experience from places like High West, Connor helps turn up Outlaw's premium game. Head on over to Outlaw Distillery located at 552nd West, 8360 South, Middledale, Utah for a tour and tasting. Their staff is well-trained and leads with full passion. With homegrown grain to glass, Outlaw Distillery carries some of our favorite weekday sippers, like vanilla bean rum, spiced rum, honey bourbon, and that delicious bourbon whiskey. Trust us when we say it should be outlawed. It's so good. Yeah. Until the next spirits, my friends. Shout out to our sponsor, Sugar House Distillery. Handcrafted from grain to glass, Sugar House has been grinding for years to bring us products that are quality over quantity. Just to name a few, their single malt whiskey, rye whiskey, which is our weekday jam, their Boilermaker series, which is a rotating collab within our family, and their canned cocktails, which are so damn good and great for any to-go adventures you have this year. Located in most liquor stores across Utah, or just head over to the distillery located on 22nd 12 South, West Temple, Monday through Friday. Tell them we sent you, and they'd love to give you a tour and possible tasting. When you think Sugar House Distillery, think local and made with love. Until the next spirit, my friends. You're listening to The Taste Masters, where we sit down and learn from artists within the world of craft beer, liquor, and various fermentation techniques. Hi, family. I am here on the rooftop at Ogden Beer Company. Great, beautiful day in Ogden. It's quiet today, actually. Beautiful. Less haze than it is in the valley. It's really cool. And I'm here with some of my dearest friends, Miss Jackie King. Hello, Jackie.
Hi, how are you?
Great, how are you today?
Good.
And we have an individual who I'm adorned with. Will you introduce this number three over here?
Number three. My fantastic coworker, Craig, the secret weapon of Ogden Beer Company, and the secret weapon of the Utah beer community. So,
well, that's Craig, welcome. High praise. Hello, everyone.
I like that. You are probably one of the sweetest guys out here.
Oh, thank you very much.
You really are. And
you too, buddy.
You're so disciplined, and I love that about you.
Oh, thanks.
And I love your janky-ass coffee mug. It's my favorite.
Thank you.
Please explain your story. I have to hear the story about this. It's a coffee mug that looks like a mini coffee pot.
The story? Well, I've had it for a good 20 years. It's my brewing coffee mug, and every morning I have coffee in it, and I've had it for a long time. Handle falls off every 3 years or so. And I just epoxy it right back on and keep going. It's got dents. And
where'd you get it from?
I caustic it every when it needs to.
I love it.
Caustic it once a year, whether it needs it or not.
Oh, so it's like a passivation?
Yeah, sure. It's a stainless steel, so it needs it.
Oh, I love this.
Yeah.
Where'd you get it?
I have no idea. I don't know.
What's the bottom? Is it felt on the bottom?
It's like a grippy stuff. So you could put it in the car and it won't slide around on the dashboard.
Way. Did it ever have a top?
That kind of thing. Yeah.
It did? Or does it currently have a top?
Oh, I have no idea where it is. It did have a top, but long gone.
This is so cool, because I wish, Jackie, you and I don't have something cool like that. We don't have like a brewer's like
no, I don't
year
have...
old story of like
yeah,
something.
I need some like really rad old coffee mug that's been with me forever, but I don't have that.
We should figure that out.
I know.
I have what the Germans called Freudenfreude. I have joy of you having joy. It makes me happy.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A little bit of Schadenfreude, which is I have.
Schadenfreude's different.
It's the opposite.
That's the opposite.
No, but friends, I'm excited to talk about Ogden Beer Company. And first off, I want to say congratulations on both you guys and the team winning a medal at Idaho.
Yeah.
Not just a medal, but a gold medal.
Gold medal.
We should shout out Tom.
Tom, yeah. Yep.
Tom Shivers.
Yeah, Tom is one of our other coworkers. And we had Abbey Ale Yeast and needed to do something with it. And Tom had a recipe, and Craig and I looked it over and tweaked it a little bit here and there. But Tom brought home the gold, so it was awesome.
Congratulations,
yeah,
that was so cool.
Tom made it. That's more or less Tom's beer.
Yeah, so super exciting.
I would
exciting.
Love to take credit for it.
yeah.
But as a team, you guys brought home. You know, this is the first year of Ogden Beer Company, so mm-hmm. It's really cool to see you guys bring home something. And it's just, I was telling Jackie right after we won, not done. Plenty more to come.
Yes. And yep. I'm so excited. Plenty more. Hopefully GABF. That's, we'll see.
That's the plan.
Yeah. At least good notes back from GABF. That's what we're hoping for.
How many beers are we sending to GABF?
We are doing 3 beers to GABF. So our 3 core beers are going to GABF in a New Zealand pale ale category, a contemporary lager category, and then urban spice beer. So.
Ooh.
So yes.
Good luck, my friends.
I know. We'll see. Excited. See what happens. But
fingers crossed.
Fingers crossed. Like I said, just good notes. So medals would be awesome, but you can't really never expect them.
I want to fine tune.
I
was thinking about, you know, medals come and go. I like it. It's cool. It's fun. Right. But I want to be able to, how do you even, you don't get memorialized by winning medals. I think it's different ways. Right. And I think there's different goals as brewers. So I want to talk about different goals for you guys as brewers. Craig, I'm gonna start with you. What's some goals as a brewer that you have still in your career?
Oh boy. That's a deep and interesting question, I guess. I would, you know, bringing home a couple of golds from GABF would be great. I know medals, you know, like you had alluded to, medals aren't the, you know, the pinnacle of anyone's career, but it's nice to get the validation.
Yeah.
You know, but really right now, I mean, I'm at Ogden Beer Company right now, and making this place a success is, you know, the number one goal right now. I mean, we got to get this place, you know, achieving its full potential.
Yeah.
And it's not there yet, so.
Wow, what's the ETA in your mind, or if you had it your way?
Oh, boy. Realistically, if we get really great traction a year, probably.
I think it's doable.
To get up to full production. Yeah.
I like this. I think it's doable. I completely think it's doable.
Yeah.
So, Jackie, same question. What's something else? Because you've been in the industry for a minute. So what's some more goals of yours as a brewer?
Oh, definitely have a successful brewery. Same. Craig and I both really want to see Ogden Beer Company be successful, gain traction in the industry, and kind of make a name for Ogden Beer Company in northern Utah and throughout Utah. We don't see a lot of Salt Lake folks come up to Ogden to hang out and try beers up here. We're kind of still a little bit of an island. So I really want to get people from Salt Lake up here to try our beer, kind of expand the northern Utah beer scene as well.
Yeah.
So.
And you guys have cool family here in Ogden. You have Talisman, we have Utah, we have Roosters. Mm-hmm. What else do we have?
That's it.
That's it right now. So you have three others. I mean, you guys have friends. There should be like an Ogden's, is there an Ogden's only kind of market? Like a beer market? Like a beer...
We definitely, all of the breweries here are super supportive. We're constantly, I feel like we have a text chain between Roosters, Utah, and Talisman. We're constantly like asking.
We share stuff.
Yeah, we share stuff.
We steal stuff.
Yeah. Roosters was kind enough to give us pack techs the other day, last week. So, I mean, it's a great community up here. We're always helping everybody out, asking questions, trying to get everybody's processes dialed. So yeah, we have a really good like northern Utah beer community, little family up here. But we want our Salt Lake family to come up and visit too.
How do we do that? How do we make Salt Lake come up to Ogden more?
I think the Twilight concerts are a big draw.
That's a good draw.
Yeah. So we keep I think we just had the second Twilight concert. I know this will come out after, but the second Twilight concert of the season was last night. So we'll definitely hopefully bring more Salt Lakers up here to try our beer and hang out on our patio.
Yeah.
You know, hop on the Front Runner, Salt Lake people, take your bikes. Front Runner, is that what it's called?
Yeah,
the train.
Front Runner,
hop on that thing, bring your bikes, cruise around in Ogden for a day, get back on the train, go back home. Great way to spend the day.
What's the train ride time wise from Salt Lake to Ogden?
I did it last night. It is exactly an hour. So so hour to sit to the Central Station.
And what's
from
the
Ogden.
Last train?
Last train leaves Salt Lake and gets up here at 11:45. So it leaves Salt Lake at 10:45 p.m.
Okay.
And then all obviously early.
Okay.
You can hop on in the morning and then head down. And also, like, our mountain biking trails, our access trails, hiking trails are gorgeous up here. Not as crowded as Salt Lake.
Should be good.
Okay. We just have a little bit of background music
background
now.
Background music.
Oh, yeah. It's kind of
sexy
nice.
All of a sudden.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we're getting it.
No, but Ogden's got full of adventures up here.
Yeah, we have so many adventures. Ski resorts in the winter aren't as crowded as the Cottonwoods. Don't tell anybody I told you that. But yeah, like hiking, mountain biking, Pine View, Causey. We really have it all up here and a great beer scene. So.
Yeah, absolutely.
And the beer scene you can do, you take this trail, you can hit all the breweries. But on the trail.
The one
on
that's hugging this river right here?
Yep.
You hop on this bike trail and you can cruise all the way around.
And let's say, what other brewery has a river floating right beside it, alongside the... Are you guys the only one that has like a river?
Yeah,
right
no one
there?
In Utah.
Right in our back patio.
I can't
patio.
Think of anyone
yeah.
else.
Yeah, if anybody's never been up here, they got to come up. It's a beautiful patio.
It's a beautiful,
it's a gorgeous
great patio. I love the space. Great view. In that river, man. I can't get out. I don't want to sit anywhere besides right by the river.
Yeah.
That's it.
Oh, it's gorgeous.
People float it in the summer.
Let's do. Well, we
I know we were trying to. We couldn't find tube rentals.
Gotta figure out tubes. Yeah.
Yeah.
I should just buy tubes.
Just buy them.
I should.
Just go to Walmart.
I spent too much money on other things. I can't buy a tube.
Yeah.
No. So, Ogden Beer Company, kind of. It got taken. So we used to be Ogden River, and then that one fell through. But now we've kind of revamped into Ogden Beer Company.
Yeah.
So for the people who don't know. Different people, different entities, right?
Yes, yeah. Different ownership, different entities, different beer, different branding, so.
Gotcha, so we're here, we have a different team, a new team.
New team.
Craig, you were kind of part of the old team for a second.
I was.
Right, we inherited you, right?
You did.
It's a great inheritance.
Yes.
I love it.
Yes.
I'm glad we did.
Oh, yeah, we were very lucky to inherit him.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah kept Tom was here also, so.
Oh, was he?
Really, yeah. Yeah, kept Tom and
I think
myself.
I've met Tom, actually. Tom's the...
Taller guy.
Mm-hmm. Slender.
He's actually retired slender, yeah.
Beautiful salt and pepper in his hair.
Yeah.
I like
glasses.
That. I'm a little jealous of salt and pepper. I want that so bad.
It's coming, buddy.
You'll get there.
Just wait.
So, when you guys have some flagships coming out, or you have flagships, so what's some of the flagships here at Ogden Beer?
So we have 5 flagships that are on at all times, 3 of which are now currently in distribution. So we have Cougar Juice, which is our tangerine wheat ale. We have our Howley, the Hibiscus Howley, which is the brainchild of Brian and Lane, the owners of Wimpy and Fritz. So those guys, that's their the hibiscus ale. Then we have Space Cruise, which is our cold IPA.
Yes.
And then we have our Mexican lager. That is our Cultura Cerveza. And our 1851 is our American lager. So you'll notice kind of a theme with all of them. They are all easy drinking, approachable beers. And that's what we're going for. We want to have a beer for everybody. We want approachable beers.
Yeah.
So that's kind of, that's
and
our theme
you
here.
You mentioned some distro, so let's talk about that. You just released cans.
We just released cans, yes.
Huge. Congratulations,
Thank
by the
you.
Way.
Thank you. Yeah. Yep, and our cans are on-site only. Our cans are not going into distro. Yes, for now. So you do have to come up here to buy our cans. But our Cultura Cerveza, our Howley, and that Space Cruise are available in kegs. So watch for them to trickle down in, even into Salt Lake.
As
so,
they should. Because we have other beer supply stores like the Salt City Brew Supply. We have Salt and Hops. Other places you probably can get Ogden.
Yeah. Yep. Salt and Hops actually does have our beer.
Hell yeah.
So if you, again, if you're Ogden, go there. Come here.
Slackwater?
Slackwater does not have our cans, but they should.
Have some kegs, right?
Yeah,
they should.
I think
so. They have had kegs prior, and I think that they should have some
now. Are they
going
to do just the Ogden location, or are they going to do Salt Lake and or Sandy as well? Do you know that?
Hopefully Salt Lake and Sandy both. I mean,
really
Slackwater
cool.
is obviously like our big, that's your big number one. You got to get in there, right?
Yeah,
so
Slackwater is sexy. I don't know what, damn them, like I say.
Oh, God.
I am jealous of their business, for sure. You go in there on a Monday night, and it's packed. It's
yeah.
crazy.
And you can get, I can get beer from almost across Utah in that one spot, which is really cool.
Oh, yeah.
It's like the new hip sexier Bayou. No offense to the Bayou. Bayou is classic. I love Bayou. Cajun food, probably one of the best in Utah.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's just good to see every tap taken over by a local only. I love that with every part of my soul. I love it. I love it. I want one of those spaces. I want my own Slackwater. Just not pizza.
Not pizza. Barbecue.
Ooh.
Brisket.
There you
brisket
go.
And beer.
Call it Water Slack. How you
Water
doing?
Slack. I love it.
So then we have the flagship. So what other, how many taps do you have total here at Ogden Beer?
We have 10 that are always on, and then we do have a nitro tap. So we normally have 11 beers available on draft. We don't have any high points right now, but we do have ciders, seltzers from guest cideries, and we have Grid City seltzers. So,
and the food is great.
And the food is fantastic, yes. Yeah.
Is it big an upgraded menu since it was over Ogden River? That's the last time I was here.
A little bit. The kitchen crew is the same also.
Okay.
And the food has just always been really great here.
Hell yeah.
Tweaks here and there, but nothing major. Burgers awesome. Are great.
They're doing a lot more handmade items. When it was the prior restaurant, a lot of everything was kind of just open and dump. And now it's, you know, it's recipes. There's a lot of thought that goes into the food. And we should have a pretty massive menu change, I think, coming in the next 6 months or so.
Cool.
There were just a lot of menu changes going on the restaurant side of things. So ownership did not want to mess with that for a while. We wanted to keep our kitchen happy. That's super important.
Absolutely.
So.
And it will keep...
And full bar, too. And
oh, you do have a full bar.
We do have a full bar.
So if cocktails are more your jam, come up and try some of Tim's cocktails. Tim is our cocktail wizard guy, and he's very creative and comes up with some
I didn't know you guys
really
had a full
cocktails.
Bar. That's huge.
Yep.
That's so cool. That threw me off kilter. I wasn't expecting that.
All right. Sorry.
Cocktails. Wow.
Yeah, we have tiki cocktails right now, too.
Yeah, and
so
tiki glasses.
It is. Yes.
Oh, my God. Do you have cool glassware, or are you just pouring all your beers in shaker pints?
No, there's very cool glassware, too.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
This is really cool. What are the other beers you have on tap right now?
Man. So we have an Irish Red. We have a Rye Pale. I'm trying to think all...
The 1851, yeah. The Mexi, the Rice Lager.
Ooh, the Rice Lager.
Yes, Rice Lager, which is our collab with Hopkins.
That's right.
Yes, and Hopkins will be getting that beer soon.
Chad was here yesterday.
Yes, yep. I ran into Chad, so he was up in Logan and stopped in here and had the rye. I'm pretty sure he probably had some pints of the Rice Lager, too, but he had that rye pale ale.
Yeah, I sent him home with a growler of the Rice Lager.
I like it. I like it a lot.
Martson.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah, we do still have a Martson. And we'll be doing a Kolsch and then a Fest beer coming up soon for Oktoberfest.
And the sours in tank.
Yep. Yep, we have a sour, a cherry, lime, pineapple sour that will be coming on soon.
Oh,
kind of going along with that tiki.
Yeah.
We got to go with the tiki theme,
and
you know?
You can make it red. You can color it.
We already have a red beer, so the hibiscus. So we don't really want to confuse people. But
it's going to be a tiki glass. It's sexy. I like it. That's really cool. This is really cool. And then it's always rotating. So how often are you guys coming up with new recipes or bringing back other beers?
Oh, all the time.
Yeah. Yep. We really just those five. We have our five flagships on. And then we have the rye pale is always, we have that rotational either pale or IPA tap. We're always going to have that. So once the rye is off, we'll probably go back to maybe a New Zealand style pale.
Hazy.
We have a lot of hops to work with. So we'll come up with something fun.
Yeah.
We try and keep all the beers super approachable and drinkable, like I said. So we're going to, you know, stick with lots of clean lagers, maybe double dry hop something at some point in time, but save that for later. Right now, just like easy drinking summer beers. So yeah,
don't we have a collab coming up with...
We have a collab coming up with Fisher.
Fisher.
Yeah.
That's it.
We'll have a Fisher Pale Ale at some point in time.
Yes,
yeah.
That'll
be super fun. We're going to have a David collab here soon when
what?
We can steal you to come up here and
so
with
down.
Us. Yeah.
So perfect
down.
Opportunity to invite you up. And
yeah.
Is this an invite?
It's I'm an down. Invite on the spot. You
I
can't say
think
no.
So, yeah.
Yeah. Can't say no.
I'm going to say no right now. That's really cool. I'll start thinking about things. It's really cool to see you guys. Just the wheels are going. It feels fresh here. It feels the good energy here. I like it.
Yeah.
It's just you guys are ready to go. It's so, you have so much creative freedom right now that I love that for you guys. Because I see a lot of people that work at bigger or sexier breweries or in different situations. And yeah, it's cool, but they don't get that creative freedom. And that's the one thing you can't give or take away from someone is their creativity. And it's really cool to see you guys can do that in a glass.
Yeah.
So I'm proud of you guys for doing that. Don't let go of it.
No, we definitely won't. And that, even when we hit distro, the whole point was keep our portfolio small. Just offer the three beers, and then if you want to try all of the other fun stuff we're putting out, you've got to come up here. You know, you got to check the place out. And then it also helps us keep that creativity. It prevents burnout, because if we're just doing production on the same, you know, 10 beers all the time, it kills creativity. Nobody wants to do that, so.
So what's something coming up for you guys event-wise? How can we bring more people to Ogden or Ogden Beer?
Ooh, we are doing a car show in August, so the 19th and 20th, which, yes, it is City Weekly Beer Fest weekend.
Savages.
Savages. But it's an annual car show that our owners, Lane and Brian, put on. They've been doing it since they've had Wimpy and Fritz. So they will take over our whole parking lot up here in this area, this beautiful area called the campus, and we'll have lowriders. So,
oh, I'm bringing the Prius. Let's
go. Bring the Prius.
Slam the Prius and bring it up.
Yep. But we'll have that going on up here. So come check it out if you're into cars. It's beautiful. You can stop in, have some food. We'll probably have Wimpy and Fritz tacos going outside. So
this is super cool.
Yeah.
Twilight's a good excuse to come up too.
It totally is.
Great movie. Yeah. No, how many Twilight series are there?
Just, oh, is there nine of them or something?
Yeah, I think there are eight or nine. The majority of them, of the concerts, are in August. I don't know if we have any in July, but the vast majority is hitting in August. So
cool.
Some really good acts.
So Beck is coming.
Beck
is going to do an acoustic set or a show, apparently.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's really cool. That's going to be sold. Probably is sold out.
I think all of the...
Beck is sold out.
Yeah, I think everything is sold out now. Maybe Fantagram still has some tickets.
I love that name. I don't even know what that means, but I love it. That should be a beer name.
Fantagram.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll make a beer for the. Maybe we'll have to, come up with a Fantagram beer for the concert.
Run with it. So what's something you guys are some? So you have these events are happening, right? We have some coming up. What's it like? You have a lot of space for outdoor stuff. So is this available for wintertime? Colder times?
Yeah, you can actually. So the upper patio is available to like totally rent out as well. So we offer private events up here. We have the upper patio open Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Currently.
Yeah. And it's 21 and over also, by the way.
Yeah. Here. Still a restaurant. But as you can see, I know our listeners can't see, but we have a bunch of high top tables. It's kind of a more bar feel. So we just made the decision to have it be 21 and over. You don't really want kids running around up here. Could get a little sketchy.
Yeah.
Still a restaurant, so you have to eat to drink. But it's nice if you do just want to remove yourself, have that more bar like feel, you can sit up here and hang. So
I love
shade.
That.
Yeah.
Misters.
And then in the wintertime, do you guys have heat up here?
We do. We've got the big heaters, the propane heaters. So
nice.
Those guys come up in the winter, and you could sit out here in the winter if you wanted to.
I love that. So you guys open 7 days a week then?
We are.
We are, yep.
Awesome. This is really cool.
And we do a fantastic brunch.
Yeah.
So.
You do
Saturday
a brunch.
And Sunday brunches are usually huge.
Oh, what time does the brunch start? 11 or 12?
10:30.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Yeah.
another question, kind of totally off track right now. What's something that's going to take you guys, bring you guys out for Ogden? Like, I know you have other people in Ogden, but what's going to make you guys better than everyone? Not better than everyone else, but what's
just different, right?
Yeah, what's going to scream Ogden beer? What can you bring to the community that will have you guys stand out a little more?
I think our branding really separates us. Our goal, Craig here comes from the Pacific Northwest. So we've been lucky enough, I guess, to have him for a little over a year in Utah. The Utah beer community has been, I should say. But he knows out-of-state breweries. I always think that Utah could learn a lot from out-of-state breweries. I think that our branding kind of feels out-of-state. The space downstairs, too, it doesn't feel like a Utah brewery. We really want to kind of elevate labels, elevate the feel, make it an entire experience rather than, you know, you're just going somewhere to have beer. So,
what do you think, Craig? I want to see what's going to make Ogden beer stand out?
Yeah, it's a good, the very thought-provoking questions. You're kind of putting me on the spot here.
Take it.
Let's see here. Well, I mean, it all comes down to the quality. I come from a beer background, right?
Okay.
Right. So I'm concerned about the beer, of course. I'm a brewer. So it all comes down to the quality of the beer, right? I mean, making a great beer, which hopefully people think is the best in town, right? That's maybe boastful, but that's what you want to do. You want to make the best.
I got you.
Beer that, you can. If you're knocking it out of the park, you know, people are going to come here and that's going to drive, the beer geeks are going to come here, it's just going to drive sales all around.
Yeah.
The quality of the beer will be the destination. That will be the reason why people come here.
I love
that.
But
of course, it's holistic. It's not just a brewery, right? I mean, it also is a pub, which has fantastic food and outdoor seating and all this other stuff. So you don't want to you know, take anything away from all the other contributors in the team. You know what I'm saying?
Correct.
But from my perspective, you know, I just want to make the best beer that
and that's your wheelhouse. That's what you can do. Because you can.
That's what I can do.
I check myself sometimes because where I'm currently brewing at is where, you know, there's a restaurant involved as well. But I can't, if they're going to do things and this and that and the other, okay, I'm just going to worry about the sugar water.
Right.
Like I,
you got to stay in your lane.
I don't know how much to do.
Tough. It can be tough sometimes.
Yeah. Cause you know, you want to voice your, everyone wants to be heard.
Right.
You want to voice your opinion, but it's really, you got to bridle that back. And it's something that I still struggle with to this day. Right. It's just, I hope if everyone just does their job as a team, then we're all going to just kick ass.
Mm-hmm.
But that's where it's like, when you can feel when part of the team is not doing their part and it's frustrating or you let it frustrate you. Right.
Right.
So,
yeah.
I like how it's like, just bring it back to the beer. I can control that.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's going to happen. Because if I'm going to recommend, or like, hey, yeah, you should go to Ogden Beer. For sure, if you go there, go try this, you know, the Cerveza. That's their best beer. Go. Yeah, mm-hmm. You're right. I want to be known for like a good quality beer. Like, no matter what, I know I can go there, have that pint. It's always going to taste the same. It's going to be perfect and lovely.
It's always going to be clean.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Clean.
Clean.
I like dirty beers. I love dirty beers.
Dirty beers. Oh, yeah.
So, my friends, we're going to take a quick break. Refresh, because number three has got to take a number two. And we'll come back, and I got some good questions for you guys, right?
All right.
Shout out to our sponsors, King's Peak Coffee Roasters. Located on 412 South, 7th West in Salt Lake, King's Peak has a wonderful coffee shop and roastery with great atmosphere, delicious coffee, friendly baristas, and plenty of parking. Offering to help anyone willing to learn coffee, King's Peak is the place to go. King's Peak is ethically and sustainably sourced, believing that everyone in the coffee supply chain should be properly supported through fair compensation and powered by real human-to-human relationships. Open Monday through Friday, 7 to 2, and Saturday and Sunday, 9 to 2, you will feel loved the moment you walk through their doors. For any questions or inquiries, or wholesale, visit them at kingspeakcoffee.com or just head on over. Good chance you'll see us there. Until the next coffee, my friends. Shout out to our sponsors, Clearwater Distilling. Utah County's only distillery is turning heads and quickly making a name for themselves. From whiskey to vodka, their unique innovation transforms the norm. With incredible products like their Rene Armagnac, which is an aged French Armagnac with an American rye whiskey twist. Literally one of our favorite showcasers. Or their Scandalous, which is not like Fireball. It's an actual whiskey with quality cinnamon without any sugary taste. Also, Clearwater teams up to do a monthly cigar pairing where you come and get educated on how to properly smoke a cigar while pairing with Clearwater's lovely spirits. For more information, head to clearwaterdistilling.com, hit them up on all social media platforms, or just message us and we'll get you started on the right path. Open 7 days a week, even on holidays, Clearwater is a must. See you there. Until the next spirits, my friends. And we're back. Craig, where's your coffee? Oh, it's still there.
It's done.
Do you need some more?
No, I'm good.
In the back.
Thank you.
I have some. I made it myself.
No, I'm good. Thanks.
How was your break, my friend?
It was great.
Good. So I'm going to keep the attention on you right now. I want to know your background. Jackie mentioned you're from the Pacific Northwest. So we're talking like Alaska?
Portland. I lived in Portland for almost 20 years.
So talk to me about, like, how did you get into beer?
It was a classic. It's not what you know, but who you know. I had a friend, an old high school friend, that was working at McMinniman's.
What the hell is that?
Well, it's a large chain of breweries, restaurants, hotels, movie theaters, concert venues. Yeah, they have like 50-something.
McMinniman's?
McMinniman's, yeah. Headquartered and based in Portland,
okay.
Oregon. And he was working as a... I think he was a brewer. Yeah, he was a brewer at that point. He just called me up. I was living in Bellingham at the time, and he just called me up one day and said, hey, you know, they're looking for some help in the distribution part of the business. And, well, long story short, I got the job. I eventually got the job. So my foot in the door was distribution. Then I went into cellar, and then they trained me to brew.
Did
and
you
then,
know anything about beer before that? How to make it, how to move it, how to control
well,
it?
I had homebrewed a little bit,
okay.
Not extensively. But
how old were you at this time?
23.
Okay.
Maybe 24, something like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you got in the game pretty early in life.
Very early. It was 19... 95 was the year I moved to Portland.
Okay.
And the microbrew scene, whatever, the craft beer scene was very much in its nation state. In 95, like, none of this was here, and like none of it really exists. There were some players, like in Portland there was Portland Brewing, and Widmer was there, and other, you know, players that unfortunately have gone out of business. Saxer was one that went out of business, but really it was nothing like it is here now.
So what do you mean by that?
Oh, there's thousands more.
Oh, here, yeah. As in the nation.
Yeah, the scene itself. Yeah.
And then...
What was the question? Sorry.
Where'd you start in beer? So 20 years ago, you started.
20-something years ago, distro. Yeah.
So talk about me going... You're talking about yourself going through becoming a brewer. How long would that take? Was that a difficult process? Was it easy? Did you pick it up?
I picked it up pretty easily. It was a six-barrel system, fairly rudimentary.
You weren't the only brewer, were you?
No, they had maybe over a dozen. They had, at that point, McMinniman's had over a dozen.
McMinniman still exist?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was a big company. Very big company.
Have you ever heard of McMinniman's, Jackie?
I have. They do, is it Mac and Jack's that they do, the amber?
No, that's up in Seattle. That's okay. That's its own.
Yeah, well, I have heard of McMinniman's, though.
Yeah, their core beers, they have Ruby, which is a raspberry ale. Terminator is a stout of theirs. Hammerhead is like a Northwest-style pale ale. Those are kind of their famous
So being
ones.
In the Northwest, did you have access to fresh hops?
Yeah.
Like crazy?
Yeah, the water was fantastic.
So talk to me about that. What's it like to... You brew with that water and those pressure
Well, the water
hops.
Is, I mean, it's so soft. It comes out of a reservoir called the Bull Run, which is like on the west flank of Hood. You can't get to it. Public is not allowed anywhere near it. It's totally, you know,
like
blocked
you can't
off.
Fuck with it, basically.
You can't. You can see it. There's trails around Mount Hood where you can see it, but you can't access it. I mean, you can't go there.
To this
it's
day?
Pristine, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a pristine water source called the Bull Run. So, and the water is beautiful. It's so soft, and you can do anything you want with it.
Could you imagine, Jackie?
I know. Yeah, that's our biggest issue, because their freaking water is garbage.
And, of course, hops.
Yeah, I can only imagine.
I mean, the hops, we would go up and do rub. We would go up to Yakima and do rub and buy our hops, you know, add an actual rub.
That's so cool.
Yeah. We use whole hops mostly. We didn't have the equipment to really use pellets. It was mostly whole hops, and we had hop backs and things like that.
So how in 20 years, are you still a lover of making beer?
Oh, yeah.
How is that passion ever, during that time frame, kind of ceased?
Truth be told, yeah. When I was in production... It's production wears on you.
Why?
Because you're just doing the same thing every day.
So is that monotony?
It's just
of...
work. Yeah, it's just work.
And so if any, is it, my theory is if anything becomes just work, do we all hate it? Is that just a thing? Like just...
Well, I mean, if your passion is to do something and all you're doing is work, yeah, you wind up hating it. But if your passion is production and that's what you like, you know, some people's personality, they're just like, they want predictability and all they want to do is wake up. Do the same thing every single day, the same exact procedure every day that's predictable, and they don't have to worry about any, you know, anything coming out of left field at them. Some people like that, you know, and God bless them. They're perfectly suited to production work.
That gives me anxiety just thinking about it. I feel bad. I mean, again, if someone enjoys doing that, then great. But for me, it's like, no. I'm wild. I can't do that. You can't cage this beast.
No.
No way. But then... What brought you out of the Northwest into Utah?
Okay, let's make this short here. COVID, basically. COVID. I had gotten another degree at Oregon State.
Another? So you have multiples?
I do.
In what?
My first degree was business. Wow. I have a business degree from Miami University. My second degree is in food science, fermentation science from Oregon State. And then after I graduated there, I went to Chuckanut up in Bellingham. And that was not going to work out. So I walked away from that. And while I was traveling was when COVID happened. And I was stuck back east in COVID without a job and was just hanging out with family until COVID went away.
It's still here.
It
Craig.
Is still here. Sorry. But it went away enough I can go rescue my stuff from storage. So that's what I did. Good. I came back to the West Coast and wound up in Park City and then wound up
in Park City, what made you...
just mountain biking.
Gotcha.
Because I had no job. So I was like, I can go anywhere.
So you're being an outdoor bum.
Yeah, I was just being an outdoor bum.
Nice.
So I just went and mountain biked all summer long in Park City. It was great.
And then after that, what happened?
After that, I went to Tucson for a brief period of time and then came back up here hoping to get a job. And I did. So I got this.
Here in Ogden or here in Utah in general?
Utah in general, but I didn't want to go to Salt Lake. I don't know. I wasn't feeling it. Park City was too expensive and there weren't enough job opportunities. So I said, well, let's check out Ogden. Let's just go there.
Okay.
Check it out.
Who's we?
Me.
Just you?
Sorry.
Gotcha. I thought you had more.
No.
Gotcha.
Just flying solo. But yeah, I apologize about that. Yeah.
I mean, you could have split personality disorder and I would totally respect it. Craig and Gregory.
Craig and Gregory.
Number three. There's three of you.
My pronouns are just me.
So then you came to Ogden.
I came to Ogden. Yeah. Got the job here.
Gotcha.
Pat was looking for help. And yeah.
Did you know Pat prior to?
I did not. I just walked in the door one day. And
you literally walked in.
Yep.
I can do this. I'll help you.
Yeah. I
feed me some
somewhat
beer.
Jokingly asked him at the bar, hey, you need help looking for a brewer. And they were like, actually, yeah.
But
we
you actually
both
had
are.
Experience in it.
I did.
Did you drop that bomb?
Yeah.
No way. I think you nonchalant. Like, is it just like, oh, by the way, I brewed for almost 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I had you on the spot.
Well, yeah, kind of. I guess I sent him my resume.
Gotcha.
He called me. He needed help.
That's cool.
Hired me.
Oh, Craig is also a certified Cicerone, which he fails to tell everybody. Yes, he is a certified Cicerone. So
I am.
He
also have a real estate license, yes. Salesperson's license.
He is an international man of mystery.
Yes, you are.
What else?
You are Utah's secret gem,
uh-huh.
Or beer community secret gem.
Yeah.
So you're a Cicerone.
I am.
Why are you judging beer more often? Are you? Do I not know about this?
Like, have you
judged a GABF or World Beer Cup or anything like that?
No.
Just Idaho? Did you even judge at Idaho? So do you do other competitions to judge?
No.
You don't care to judge?
It's not that I don't care. I just haven't. I don't know why. Hmm. Yeah, I don't know.
What are you doing with your Cicerone right now?
Oh, boy. I don't, nothing.
Why? Why not?
I don't know.
That's a cool.
It is cool. Well, I got the Cicerone, this was a long time ago, too, just because I wanted more education about beer. So I took the course.
So would I be bullshitting saying you know what you're talking about?
I like to think that I do, but there's limits to my knowledge, of course.
But you're humble in the fact of saying that.
Okay.
Because the more you know, the less you know.
That's true.
So I think you're
very
there.
True. Yeah.
Craig, what can't you do? What else do you do? Jackie, tell me secrets.
Oh my gosh! Fantastic mountain biker, snowboarder, very good snowboarder. Has a cat.
Stop. What kind of cat?
Tabby, female, old.
I love you. What's his name?
I got her from a pound, and her name was Princess, but I wasn't going to call her Princess. I can't call one. Yeah. So she just never got a name.
Just Cat.
Kitty.
Kitty.
Yeah.
I like that.
Eh, it works.
That makes me happy.
Yeah.
So then there's something also I respect about you, and I think a lot of us in the industry respect about you, is you have discipline. You take days off of drinking.
I do.
And so you take, I'm assuming, if I remember correctly, Sunday, Tuesday, Thursday.
No, it's just every other day.
Every other day?
Yeah.
So you do this, why?
Do you really want to know the story?
I got time.
I was in, this is not a very interesting story, but and you could, of course, edit this out, which you almost certainly will in post here. You'll decide. No, it started, I was taking it was in Oregon State taking classes. And, well, I used to take every January and August off for the whole month. And I'd done that for decades, right? And then I was at a... I was taking a wine course, part of the wine.
To be a sommelier?
No, this was at sommelier. This was at Oregon State, and part of the degree, you had to take some wine. You had to take a wine course and a wine making course, right? And in one of those courses, you had to evaluate wine. You had to do three wines a week for the entire course, and this was in this was a winter class, and so it started in January, and I was taking January off, so I was like, well, how the heck am I going to, you know, evaluate and try and buy wines and not drink? So I was like, oh, well, instead of taking the whole month off, I'll just take every other day off, and I'll taste the wine and write the write-ups on the wine on the days that I was drinking. That way I don't waste the wine, right? Yeah. So, yeah, that's how that started.
And
I never stopped that.
How long has it been going for?
I think that was 2016, 2017, something like that.
Holy cow. So you've been doing this for what, 6 years?
Almost 6 years? Yeah, 5 or 6 years now.
The respect, because I like that you have that discipline. And I...
Well, I cut my drinking in half.
Literally.
Yeah.
And that's huge, because I feel like, Jackie, being in the industry, it's kind of hard to not say no. It's hard to say no.
Yeah, and I think like that discipline is great, and it's starting to wear off on me, which is awesome, because that it's either a drinking day or not a drinking day, and it's really good to have that moderation in our industry. It can be a little bit problematic when you're working with alcohol, so I think we can all learn something from Craig with that.
Yeah, that's beautiful, and I wish that was more of a normality here in our community.
Yeah,
as people, as consumers, all of it. Just because we all need that discipline. We don't have that, and you're a great example of that. So thank you for instilling that in us. I appreciate you being an example.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. So, with that being said, this is your like coworker,
yeah,
Jackie.
Yep. This is my coworker.
What's it feel like to have?
Well,
someone...
we have one more. We would be remiss to mention.
Oh yeah,
our,
we have Luis.
We just inherited one.
Yeah, we just inherited Luis. I met Luis. I've known him throughout the industry for a little while, but we hung out in Nashville quite a bit, and he really kind of fits the energy here. And we were fortunate enough that he wanted to leave proper, and you know, he's also in the process of moving up to Ogden, but he is our head of cellar, so cold side. He's fantastic. We're super excited to have him. And then Craig and I get to play on hot side, and then I get to manage our owners.
Hey, welcome to boss.
Yeah, so much fun.
So what's it like to have, it seems like you guys have a solid team. What's it like to have a solid team?
It's really nice. It's super refreshing. It's nice to be able to rely on everybody, know that things are getting done. And then also, you know, just have those conversations to really dial in our processes, make sure, again, it's all about the beer, putting out clean beer, good beer, drinkable beer. So really having that opportunity to dial in processes, making sure that we're getting the best product out to everybody. So
I love that. What's something here in Ogden, especially in Ogden Beer Company, that is a setback? What's holding you guys back? What's something that's like, damn, we have to get over this hurdle right now?
Our water.
Yeah, if
we could have
our
own water.
Yeah,
that would be fantastic. You can use brewing salts. You can use lactic. We're using acidulated malt in a lot of our beers. But I mean, the water quality up here is just, it is what it is, unfortunately. And we do have, you know, filtered and treated water, but it is not RO. So if we could, you know, build our water profiles from RO water, that would be fantastic.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, like, it is what it is right now.
Right.
So
what's support look like for you guys in Ogden Beer Company right now? Not just as a consumer, but in the industry.
I think there's a lot of good energy going around. You never like to see breweries close. It's super sad when breweries close. But this space is so gorgeous. Somebody had to come in here, and we were lucky enough that it's local ownership. They didn't, you know, tear the building down or auction it off to the highest bidder. It's a local Ogden ownership. So the community in Ogden really supports us. I think Salt Lake community is super excited for us, seeing what we can do. So it's looking like a bright, beautiful future. So,
I love it. Craig, what's something that excites you coming to work here still to this day in the beer world, especially in Ogden Beer Company?
The fact that I can make lagers keep making lagers. Yeah. If all 11 taps were lagers, I would be perfectly happy with that.
I think that's secretly you're coming from the Northwest, and you're saying
mostly ales. It was all ales. So occasionally we would make lagers, but lagers are really experiencing a wonderful renaissance, right now.
What's
so.
With their whole hop? Why is the North? Is this because the hops are always over there? But they're always, I see pale ales and IPAs all the time when I go to the Northwest. Why?
It's just, I don't know. I mean, a cultural thing. You know, each region has its culture, right? Mm. You got the hazy and the juicies up in New England, or at least started in New England, you know, and you've got, you know, just different cultures, different type of IPA and a preference towards IPAs in California, Southern California. It's just cultural preference for really hoppy, different types of IPA in the Pacific Northwest.
Did you have a lot of influence on the cold IPA you guys have? That's one of your flagships, right? The cold IPA, which is called...
No, that's really Jackie's thing.
Jackie?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, Craig doesn't like hoppy beer.
I don't anymore.
Yeah. So...
Well, super hoppy.
Yeah.
I mean, but some of the people like it out here. Like, that's just... The people want hoppy beers. Sure. They want that bitter...
Drink what you like.
Yeah. Up my nose, bitterness. Like, yeah. They like that.
Yep.
And you got to make it, right? Like, some people like the sours.
Oh, it's...
Some people like the sugary stuff, right?
Yeah. I get you. Yep, you got to make them, but... But I think balance, it's all about balance. And I mean, even we're doing a cold IPA, which is basically a lager. Like, we're using lager yeast on it. So as many lagers as we can get on draft.
Yeah.
One day. I think you should have a lager fest, like Level Crossing did, just do lagers.
Oh, yeah, yes.
I would be totally down with that.
Ogden's Lager Fest. Yep. Let's do it.
We should. That's our collab. Think of whatever lager you want to do.
Oh, girl, don't tease me because I will make it happen. Let's do it.
How about Italian pills?
Italian pills?
Those are hoppy. You're the, kind of more in your wheelhouse.
Why? You think I'm a hoppy guy?
You just said you were a hoppy guy.
Did I?
I thought you did. Maybe no. I misunderstood.
No, I didn't say that. Oh, no.
Sorry.
I mean, I enjoy Italian pilsner just because I can do this. that's
all I can do. You kind of look Italian,
Yeah, I look
too.
Italian, too. You know. Yeah. But I would like to see what happens with you guys. You guys are... always impressing me what happens coming out of the doors. I know you guys have things in the works. You have plans for the future. It's really cool to see that at the beginning it was kind of, I felt bad because Jackie, and correct me if I'm wrong, but when you guys took over, it's like, oh shit, here we go. Like, you know, it just kind of had this weird, like, there's a weird transition from Ogden River to Ogden Beer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No offense, nothing, no bad blood anywhere. It's just like, it was just kind of like, oh shit, what's happening?
I know. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think there was a lot of that. There was a lot of grumbling around.
Yeah.
And
why that happened? And I'm like, why are we, is that a thing?
Just, yeah. We don't want bad vibes out there. Like,
no. And so I feel like I think personally, I felt like that's kind of been, it's under the, like, it's been dealt with. It's kind of like gone. So now it's like, hey, we mean business. Let's go. Mm-hmm. So now that's taken care of, I'm seeing that you guys are ready to kick ass.
Yeah.
And it's cool.
Calculated sustainable growth. That is what we are doing.
Well put.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah. That's boss right here. She's
yeah,
boss.
That's why she's making the big dough.
I love it. What's something in the community right now that's happening that you guys love seeing right now out of anyone?
Oh, man.
Growth. I mean, our sales are week. It seems like every weekend it's a record weekend. So that's growth beautiful. Is really encouraging.
Good.
Yeah. Growth is awesome. I love seeing all the collaborative efforts that are happening right now in Utah. I know that's always been you and my big thing is, why don't we have more collabs? Why don't people collab more? It's so cool. Utah is such a tight-knit beer community that it doesn't make sense that everybody's just kind of doing their own thing. And coming off the Guild's Collab Fest, I feel like that momentum, that excitement around collabs is still going on. And we will, at some point in time, we will still have our dedicated collab line here. That's Craig and I love collabs.
Yeah.
So we want to get that up and going. So
good. And I love that because I do feel like it's not just about in between brewers or breweries. But I think we should collab with a lot of local artists and local scenes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's really cool.
So, there's so much potential.
Yeah, because it's a...
Restaurants also.
Yeah, we have a beautiful opportunity to bring and create, and we're one of the few fields that can do that. And so I think let's blow that shit up.
Yeah. I'm all for it.
Craig.
Yes.
Thank you so much for sitting down with me. I know you're a busy man.
Quite welcome.
You are awesome. I think you're one of the coolest people I know.
Ditto.
Jackie, I think you are one of my heroes. You still have been one of my heroes. When I first met you, I was shaking like a dog, shitting razor blades.
If you had a tail, it would have been wagging.
It was intimidating. But now that, you know, you're one of my dear friends, it's just so beautiful. So thank you so much. I'm so happy for you guys. I see what's happening. What can the community do for you guys as brewers and then as Ogden Beer?
Brewers, come on up. Try our stuff,
yeah.
You know.
Try our
stuff. Come visit us.
Give us feedback, too. Because we do... Both Craig and I really do want to win a medal at GABF at some point in time. Like, that's, you have your professional goals, and that is definitely one of both of ours. So, yeah, come try our beer. Give us feedback, honest feedback. Tell us what we can do to win those medals, right? Judge our beer.
As you should, because I feel like we need honest feedback and more constructive feedback. And I like when I get that. And I feel like most brewers do, and ones that are actually in it to become better will respect that.
Yeah.
Yeah. If everybody's making good, clean beer, it's good for everybody. Yeah. So
Utah has a surprisingly solid beer scene in general. Yeah, it's putting out some really good quality stuff.
Yeah.
A lot of brew. I mean, TF.
And it hurts me to see others, individuals who aren't making clean beer and none of us say anything.
Yeah.
There's like this weird kind of dichotomy when it's like, do you say something? Do you let it be? What happens? And a lot of changes happen, a lot of movement. You know, like right now, we're in the industry where movement's happening. It's like, why? Like, just stay put and just hone it in. But it's just different. It's hard to see. It's hard. It's I'm curious to see what happens for this year in the beer scene. A lot of things are happening. A lot of movement.
Lots
I feel
of movement. A lot of shake up. Yeah.
We'll see what happens. And I hope the best.
Yeah, we ain't going anywhere. So.
Yeah, we're not going anywhere. We're here. You guys are stuck with us. Yeah. So you might as well. Yeah, you might as well come up and enjoy our beer.
But
so.
Do me a favor, my friends, and stop. Don't stop being a team. And always, I remember the first thing when we walked in today. You guys were all about communication, and that's if I could advocate one thing inside of a team is communicate, 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 and keep that communication flowing.
Definitely.
And you guys seem to be doing a really good job at that. So thank you for being an example to me.
Well, thank you very much.
Yeah. Well, you guys, enjoy the rest of your day. I love you so much. If there's anything I can do for you guys, let me know. As a brewer, as a curly-headed guy, just let me know.
You bet.
I love you guys. Until
we
the next beverage, then.
Yeah.
So what else we need? That's it. Cheers.
Cheers.
I can't wait to have Craig's coffee and add his coffee mug. Love you guys. Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye.
Been another episode of the Tastemasters. Find us on Instagram at @_Tastemasters, Twitter at @TheTastemasters, or on Facebook as The Tastemasters. Like, share, subscribe, DM us for any questions, or leave a review. Tell your friends, and thanks for listening. Produced and recorded at Fuse Audio. Give them a follow at @Fuse_Audio.